I'm joined by Siobhan McDonough. Thank you very much for joining us today.
Thank you for inviting me.
Now, this strain is obviously quite frightening to a number of people, and it's been spreading fairly rapidly. Could you give us a little bit of background about when the new strain was discovered in Mitcham?
I understand that the person who has the had the South African coronavirus was tested in early January. So they knew that he was positive at that time, but not that it was the South African strain. That took longer. The council, Merton Council, first heard about it Sunday evening, and I was first told yesterday.
And how many cases of the new strain are there suspected to be in Mitcham at the moment?
Nobody knows. That's the only one that is known about at the moment. But they want to check and see if it is spreading in order to prevent it from, expanding to other areas and to other people.
Of course. And why particularly is it such a problem? Is it more infectious? Is it more deadly? What do we know about it?
We don't know a great deal. We don't believe it's more deadly, not currently anyway. I suppose it's that every different strain puts a bit more pressure on the way that we actually deal with the illness. So it's just tracing it and trying to prevent it from spreading.
Why do we think that the Pollard's Hill area is affected specifically?
Only because I think that's where this person lived. There are no other reasons why this area is being targeted.
And can you explain to us what surge testing is?
Yes. What NHS England wants to do is to be able to test as many people as possible in the Pollard's Hill area in order to be aware of how far this particular strain of the virus has reached and whether anybody else has been affected. Obviously, that requires that as many people as possible are tested. So there's going to be three ways that people living in Pollard's Hill or working in Pollard's Hill can be tested. That's either through the mobile centre that will arrive tomorrow morning and be based in the car park of the New Horizons Centre on South Lodge Avenue. And that will be open from 11 until 3 each day for the next 2 weeks. Tests can also be picked up at the New Horizons Centre itself. And we're not clear yet on the hours and the number of days, but we hope it will be 7 days a week. But in addition to that, everybody will have their door knocked on to offer them a test, which they can take in their own home and which will be collected an hour later. I would say to all your listeners that they should check when they open the door that the person is indeed from the council or the NHS. They will know because they will be wearing a high-vis jacket and they will have ID. And don't be embarrassed to ask them to show that ID, because we know that there are already people out there pretending to be people providing tests who are trying to get into people's homes. So please be vigilant and please inform your neighbours and your friends that they need to ask for ID.
My next question is, should people get tested without symptoms?
Oh, yes, this is only for people without symptoms. This is, for people who don't know they've got an illness, who are showing no signs. If people are showing signs, they should phone the NHS straight away and get a test. This surge testing is quite separate from that. It's from people without symptoms.
Thank you for clarifying that. And my final question is, what's your advice to people? Should they be going out at all at the moment?
The rules that apply in lockdown are the same rules that apply in Pollard's Hill. There are no additional rules. The rules currently right across the country say don't leave your home unless you need to, in either to work, to go to a hospital appointment, to do shopping, or to help in a voluntary or charitable position. Those are the only reasons in which you should be leaving your home.
Siobhan McDonough, thank you very much for clarifying that. Best of luck with the surge testing, and we'll speak to you really soon. Thank you.
Thank you for your interest.